I sense that we struggle with the idea of mercy, like really do struggle with it, to the point where when we talk about mercy in general, it becomes like a challenge against justice. Someone has committed a crime, they have something due to them. Let them pay for their crimes. Why should we talk about mercy? Look at what they've done. Now, strangely enough, when we talk in that mentality of justice, it works when it's someone else, but if it's me or someone I know, we always want mercy. So in the context of justice, we do really struggle with this concept of mercy. It feels like by even being merciful, we're allowing criminal activity, or we're allowing people to do all these horrible things in the world and just let it go. That's not mercy either. What mercy is it's recognizing what would need to happen for someone to make up for their crimes, and then saying, well, you're going to take a lesser part of that. You can't make up for it. So we're going to let you go free with the hope, the grand hope, that we will actually make good on this, and that the person will recover, and that they will become a good member of society, that they will not do these acts again. Mercy is built on hope. And it's in this hope that this day stands as a very special way of encountering God's mercy, really recognizing what that means. Now, the nice thing is, we have this wonderful image to really grasp what is God's mercy and to help dive us deeper into the reality of what mercy is. And it's the image we have right before us today, St. Faustina's image. Look at it for a moment and recognize some of the profoundness of it. Here is Jesus, risen from the dead, showing himself to us again with his hand up in blessing. It's not one of chastisement. It's not one of judgment. It's one of desire for us. This is how much I desire you. I will bless you. Look at what you have done. Here is my wounds. You can see them. But I am not bad. I desire you. And I desire you so much that, look, I've given you myself. Here I am crucified with a sword through my side, and through my side blood and water poured. My very life force is poured out for you. You have nothing to be afraid of. Here I am. I desire you more than anything else, and I will show it when I come back and visit you, just like with the disciples. I have given you my life, I have given you my flesh, I have given you my blood. Now all I want is you. Pretty profound when you think about the reality of that image and what it means when we really encounter God's justice. He desires us so much, he hopes in us. He hopes that by giving us his mercy, whatever sins we've committed, things we've done wrong, we will make up for it in some little way and move on into the new life God wishes to give us. His mercy is not one in which we say, well, now I get a second chance, but I have a second chance. What do I want to do with it? But in a more profound way, we take these moments and we dive a little bit deeper, and we look at our gospel for today, in which here are the disciples huddled in the upper room, fearing for their lives because the Jews want to come kill them and eradicate Christianity from the world. And Jesus comes in their midst and says, peace be with you. A moment of greeting, but also a moment of forgiveness, a moment of mercy. He's not afraid that they've run away and abandoned him at the cross. He's not upset because they're huddled in the room afraid. That doesn't matter. He appears, even though the doors are locked, somehow ghosting through the walls, we don't get it, regardless, and says, peace be with you. Which becomes a reality check for us. Here are the disciples afraid. When we are in our fears, anxieties, worries of the world, we're trapped by these fears. Jesus is also in our midst. Here he is, present among us, saying, peace be with you. Although you are afraid, you have nothing to worry about. Cast your cares upon me, and I will take care of them, for I am meek and humble of heart. And yet all he needs from us is to turn and look at him. Turn and acknowledge he is present here among us, calling out and saying, do not worry, I've got this. Or when we're anxious about something and we're like, ooh, I don't know how to make this work. I'm going to keep working through my big long to-do list that I think will never be completed, and now I'm worried. Jesus is also in our midst and calls out to us saying, peace be with you. You do not have to be worried. I am here among you. Or maybe we're lost in the darkness of our sinfulness or feel we've done something horribly wrong or just get lost in this idea that, can I really be forgiven? Jesus comes and stands in our midst and says, peace be with you. I have forgiven you. You have nothing to worry about. I have taken away all of your sins. Be forgiven and be in the new life I wish to give you. Or maybe we're just wandering through life, doing our normal routine. Jesus is still there and appears to us in the mundaneness of life and says, "Peace be with you. I want to walk and journey with you. Do you want to turn to me and acknowledge that?" That's all that is. That's all that this whole day represents. Us turning to God, recognizing his mercy, recognizing his presence, and saying, "Yes, I will follow you." But the problem is that for the vast majority of us, we really haven't encountered God's mercy, really recognized in our lives, cultivated this sense that God is merciful, loves us so desperately, and all he wants to do is show us his pardon, that we are forgiven and can move on. We can have new life now. And yet he's given us so many signs and symbols to help us recognize his great mercy. The blood and water that flowed from his sides are baptism and Eucharist. Baptism, the waters that we were washed in at our baptism, the waters that wash us clean and help us to recognize that God has forgiven us. The same waters that when we enter the church, we dip our fingers in the baptismal font and make the sign of the cross, remembering that moment of our baptism, the moment in which we encountered God's mercy for the first time, the moment in which we were washed clean and given new life again. This is a moment of encounter. This is a moment in which we recognize God's mercy. And every time we touch the holy water, we are reminded of that moment. Then the blood. The blood is God's blood poured out for us that become the Eucharist, his body and blood, his gift to us, that here I am, I have given you my flesh and blood, that through me, the person of who I am, Jesus, he would give us another element of his mercy. He would give us the food that sustains us, the wine of gladness, his very flesh and blood, which cleanses us from our sins and says, "Here, I will transform you to be like myself. Take my flesh and take my blood, that you may have life. I have given it freely for you as an element of my mercy, that you may know constantly and at all times and places you are forgiven if you turn to me and ask for it." This is critical for us, to really get a sense of God's mercy, to encounter these sacraments as God's love for us, and to cultivate this sense of mercy in our lives, to reinvigorate them in our lives, so that when we come before God this day, when we come before him in this church, we may realize what we are doing and take a moment to recognize his mercy present among us and feel that in our lives. Really feel it. I have been forgiven. I am redeemed. In a profound way, when we recognize what God's mercy is like, we become like Peter in today's first reading from the Acts of the Apostles. He has gone out with a boldness into the world. Here we have them afraid, huddled in the upper room, and now something has changed. The Spirit is upon them. They go forth into the world with a boldness unlike anything else, even to the point where through Peter, God shows his mercy even in his shadow. If his shadow touches the sick, they will recover. Because God wants one thing more than anything else. He wants us, and he's going to show us every sign and symbol to let us know he is present among us. In his flesh and blood, in the waters of regeneration, in healing, in his presence ever among us, that we may know always and everywhere, God is merciful.